King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Chris Landry with us, LandryFootball.com, gracious to move to today so we could get him in. Jason down in Alabama, Chris, wants to know what you expect from the Iron Bowl and should Alabama win comfortably, he asks.
Well, I expect, Auburn to play with a lot of emotion, a lot of fire. It's a rivalry game. You should expect that this week in a lot of these games. In terms of comfortably winning for Alabama, I think the biggest problem that Alabama has, well, it's not the biggest, it's one of them, is tied to the biggest problem that they have, is that they can't run the football. So when Alabama gets leads, like last week against Arkansas, or really any of the games that have been relatively close, when they look like they're able to score and explosively attack an opposing defense, the problem is they can't finish it as strongly as they normally do. Normally that 4-minute offense is every bit as good as that 2-minute offense. And it's not this year. They don't run it as well. They went to some heavy jumbo looks last week to try to augment that and help it. But that's the reason. So that would be the reason why they might not be able to win going away. The difference could be, though, is that Auburn doesn't have really much of a passing game without Bo Nix. So I think the chances of, say, Auburn hanging around are not as good as what it was with Arkansas last week. So that's my thoughts on how that game is likely to play out. If Auburn has one of those games where, you know, everything just falls into place and they're suddenly throwing the football better than anyone expected, then it could get interesting. Barring that, I don't see it being that close.
Yeah, and Chris, we were talking about this earlier, but we're penetrating late November. Whatever problems you have ain't getting fixed, right?
No, you don't have it unless you're dealing with injury situations,
right,
and guys come back. This is personnel issues. They are not very good on the right side of their offensive line. They can't run the football as that's what they do. They have been a team that's been built around their offense that can explode and get points out of the passing game, but win games, salt games away with their run game. Well, they're missing part of that against really, you know, against good defenses. So that's an issue. And then defensively, they're having a harder time getting stops, and particularly third down stops, when they just don't make as many plays in the secondary as they have. And Will Anderson has been dominant, been great. And then been a couple of other players that have played pretty well for him. But for the most part, it's been very inconsistent with their run fits on the defensive front, and then the back end is just not playing well. They don't stay in phase nearly as well. Don't make as many plays on the ball. So it's, you know, look, it looks like a really good football team at times instead of just Alabama, which is the standard for Alabama is different. So yeah, you know, a playoff caliber team if you take away the top one or two teams, but you know, probably not good enough to make it unless they're able to pull off a Herculean effort in a week.
The GOAT down on the lovely beaches of the Emerald Coast. Ask Chris what he's hearing on the Florida coaching search.
Still early. A lot of information is being put out there. I refer back a little bit to last week, but remember that 10% of the agents represent 90% of the candidates. So you're going to hear names thrown out, some of which are legitimate, some of which are not. But it creates some leverage for maybe another opportunity. So just keep that in mind out there when you're hearing some of that. Some of it may have legs, but some of it may be like a backup option when they're trying to get someone else. And that's the leverage that you have when – you've got, again, so few agents that handle so many clients. Very often, if you got, say, six clients that they really will look at a school, maybe as many as three or four is represented by one agent, he can kind of manipulate that. And what he can use the media, because the media wants to know everybody's got to have their list, you know, and they throw out a list and they're just throwing stuff against the wall. Where do you think they're getting it? They're getting it from the underling from the agency to throw this name out and throw that name out. That's why you hear a Bill O'Brien's name for one job when they're really trying to get him in to the Virginia Tech mix, because if it's perceived that, oh, so-and-so is considering maybe we ought to interview, that's how this works. So I think take things with a grain of salt. It's really early. I've got my eye on one guy in particular that I think they are making a strong run at, or will make a strong run at. Not going to mention publicly because I don't know that for certain, but just, and he hasn't really been mentioned prominently with that. But if, you know, he's got a really good job and may not want it. But I think that what they need is, always keep this in mind, administrators tend to go the opposite of what they had, because what they had didn't work, so they want something different. So I'll give this tip out there. What was Dan Mullen? Not a good recruiter, not emphasizing recruiting. I would think that the guys to keep your eye on, the guy that emphasizes recruiting to the nth degree, they're going to try to find their guy that can match, at least from a recruiting standpoint, what Georgia's trying to do, what Alabama's trying to do, A&M's doing. That's what I think they feel they need. Now, whether they can get them, we'll see.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles. Ask Chris about Hugh Freeze apparently staying at Liberty with his new deal.
Can't get any traction. Can't get into any of these jobs. When I, in my coaching search work, when discussion of his name, it's like the feeling is almost like when you, if you have a, somebody tells an off color joke at a, you know, a party, and it just kind of everybody goes silent and back up. It's same thing.
Awkward.
When you bring up Hugh Freeze. Awkward. Like it never gets to the football discussion, which is what I'm focusing on. I'm not an expert on, you know, the other stuff, and that other stuff has to be something you look at. But there's something there. I think there's some real issues within the SEC in the league office still with him, NCAA wise, not basically a kind of a frowning on it, but I think it's kind of extended, not officially but unofficially, outwardly. He's not even in a conversation. And, you know, this is one where you got a deal, and obviously they're happy with him, but this is one that he wasn't able to use a leverage deal. Administrators, with all due respect, some of them are not the sharpest folks when it comes to understanding the coaching landscape. So I think maybe some of it just may be, well, we think that somebody's a candidate, so let's go ahead and make a deal. We see that happen. I mean, we saw that happen with Penn State and James Franklin. They were, you know, again, the power of the agent today is just incredible what you can get. You no longer have to be good or successful. You just have to have your newest contract come up. It is just like NFL free agency. It's like the average guys get the money and the rising tide raises all ships. Remember when baseball had first free agency? I can remember when the first utility infielder got like $400,000. And I'm like, everybody was like, what? Well, what the heck's a great shortstop going to get? Well, they got a lot more. And everybody's excited. You think Jimmy Sexton's salivating even more with the contract that he just got? And if Kirby Smart wins a national championship, how you think that's going to go? Because he's raised it. Matt, look what Mel's making. Look what the Pens. I mean, think about that. It's going to make every deal just become a little bit more and more and more. The money's not – at some point, you think it's going to have to level off, Bill, but I hadn't figured out what that cutoff point is. Somebody's going to say it, but Nobody is. All these administrators say right now is uncle. You know, uncle, Mr. Sexton, you know, here's the check. Fill it out and be kind to us.
I know. Chris, I was asking 25 years ago to league commissioners, when's the TV money going to flatten out, and when is the coaching salary money going to flatten out? And it's never flattened out. It's never. I mean, I keep thinking like you at some point, but with the new money when they do expand the playoffs, and they're speculating that the SEC revenue will be $1 billion, double what it is now once Texas and Oklahoma is fully in. I don't know when the money's going to flatten out for any of it.
You know what the biggest problem is? I'm telling you. I deal with this on a daily basis, this time of year in particular, but all year round to some degree. No disrespect, but these administrators don't know football. They are purely PR conscious. So, administrator so-and-so, for public consumption, A, does not want to lose their coach because that's perceived. You didn't do your job. You let our guy leave. Okay? So they don't want that. Two, they want to hire the big name. You hear the whole term, win the press conference. They want to win that. You know why? Because when the guy flops, no one criticizes the athletic director because, well, man, he went out and hired the shiny bright star. It didn't work. You know, it's when you go out and try to find the really good player. You know, everyone wants the name guy. I approach evaluating coaches like I approach evaluating players. There's a critical factors, and I don't give a darn. You know, yeah, I thought Josh Allen was better than Baker Mayfield. One went to Wyoming, one went to Oklahoma. It doesn't matter. And so, but these guys don't get, oh, you can't hire this guy from this school and it's not profile enough for us. And what you end up getting is it is not the right hire, but the administrator doesn't know the right hire. He doesn't know, and he's afraid of the PR backlash. You know, Auburn's president without an athletic director. Oh, my God, we can't let Gus Malzahn go to Arkansas. We got to sign him up. And then a year later, we're just going to pay money through the nose. My thinking is if I'm at a Penn State or I'm at an Auburn and I'm running it and I get a chance, I say, really? Arkansas wants him? I'm rubbing my hands said, you mean I inherited this guy and he can leave and it doesn't cost me anything and I can go find a really good coach? That I would love that. But these administrators don't know how to do it. And when you explain it to them, they're scared to do it. They are scared to do it because if they take that leap, they get the axe. They get vilified. And it is self-preservation, and they can sell the idea. Well, look, what do you want? We went hard, you know, it's like drafting the Heisman Trophy. What do you think? It's a different world. But in the draft, football people making decisions, so they know better. But it's gone where the old days where you had ex-coaches that knew who could really coach. They made better decisions because they knew the landscape. These guys don't. And look, God bless them. It helps me in my consulting business because that's all I deal with is the coaching part and the football part of it. But you would be shocked some of the conversations I have. It is like you feel like you're going into a graduate-level college class and you're teaching a bunch of kindergartens. It's really a mess. And that, in a nutshell, is why the agent has such an advantage. And the agent, and even myself, we're involved in maybe 20 coaching searches a year. An athletic director is only involved in two, maybe. Because if you screw up at least two of them, you're not getting a third. You may not get a second. So the advantages goes to the ones that has a better understanding of how it works because you do it all the time. And, again, when you got the leverage, if you're an agent, I mean, I got to tell you, it is a business that is so unique and so slanted towards one side that it is literally an unbelievable. You know, they say the landscape of, you know, in certain businesses, the antitrust, and man, this is one that is just such a disadvantage to schools. And you're dealing with this right now. A lot of guys are worried about, I'm going to look bad if I don't hire the name guy. Sorry for the diatribe, but it is just, I'm dealing with this every day. So you're my Thanksgiving vent.
I was just thinking about, we only got a minute before the break, but Barry Alvarez, now he's a football guy.
Yes,
comes from the playing
you.
Side. But at Wisconsin, he wouldn't play Brett Bielema's money threats.
Amen. Good. Minds think alike. I was, because I was going on too much with my dribble. I was getting ready to say, you don't see that dude, that Barry Alvarez, get caught up in that mess.
No,
thank you for bringing it up. That's exactly right. But you don't have the many Barry Alvarezes out there.
Chris, you got a couple minutes on the other side?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. More Chris Landry, because I got a bunch of questions here we'll try and hammer out. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a couple of accidents out here the last few minutes. 24 East just past White's Creek Pike, Thompson Place, and Murfreesboro Pike. Trying to recover in Hermitage from that earlier wreck. Tons of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks Family Edition, December 26th. All the fun details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, party board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, supporting our local schools and student-athletes has always been part of our community game plan. From personal loans to mortgage loans, our local lending experts are here to support you every step of the way. Let us help your family get your financial game plan together at any of our 28 Wilson Bank and Trust locations in Middle Tennessee or at wilsonbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
We'll be right back.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
Couple of more minutes with Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com will let you know how you can get all of his information, college and pro. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina is a big Clemson fan. Ask Chris about Carolina. They're playing with some confidence. Clemson just played their best game, too. How does he see that matchup?
Well, Clemson's playing a little bit better. It's good to see that. Look, here's the thing about South Carolina. I want to give all the credit in the world to Shane to get them where they are. It's fine. But when I look at South Carolina, they're not very good. But they've managed to win a couple of these games against teams that are struggling. You know, Auburn, for example, we know Florida. Those are really big feather-in-your-cap type wins. You know, on one hand, it's fool's gold because those teams are really struggling. But South Carolina's not very good. They're not very talented. So it's not – I mean, at least they're getting it done. So I want to give them the due credit, but I think people jump the gun sometimes and think, boy, they're really, really good. I think they can be competitive and play with a lot of confidence. I just going to be interesting to watch this game and it not in knowing that it's not going to be a, you know, a 50-point win guaranteed. Because I think as much as Clemson's improved offensively, I still think this could be a little bit closer. But I think Clemson's better, and I think they win, and I think they win by at least two possessions.
Pac-12 Dave down on the Emerald Coast. Ask Chris about Washington, Washington State.
Hey, look, Washington State, the interim coach here, Coach Dickert, has done a really good job. Man, he wins this. That may be the guy that they keep. Washington State, Oregon State, still in the mix in the north. I do like Washington State's chances here. This is not, for example, Leach could never get over the hump there. But Washington's struggling, and I don't know what they're trying to do offensively there. It's a mess, and it's going to hit the reset button. I kind of like Washington State at least going into this game with their direction. So I'd give them a little bit of an edge here to maybe pull a much-needed win for them.
Michigan, Ohio State, let's go back to that one. Is this going to be – Michigan can't hang in a big, high-scoring type situation, could they?
No, but they're a little bit better defensively. Let's use the comparison to Michigan, Michigan State. No, right. Michigan State won the game, but Michigan, Michigan State comparatively to Ohio State. Michigan's better defensively. They can bring some edge rush pressure. So they've got to be careful to not get too far upfield with their rushes, but be just enough rush to the heels of the tackle to where they can collapse the pocket and be disruptive. But you can maybe control the offense of Ohio State to some degree, but you're not going to stop it. And Michigan won't be able to score enough points to be able to win the game. My hope is that it's a more competitive game than these games have been before. I like the, you know, the excitement of a rivalry game that goes down with it and out into the fourth quarter. But Ohio State's on a different level offensively. They look like the second-best team in the country. They have the best offense in the country. And so I think they're able to take care of business. But I think the margin, at least for this year, is closed due to Michigan having a really good team, different level team defensively, but I still think there's a huge gap between the Buckeyes and the Wolverines.
Chris, down to about a minute. 6-1-4 Rob up in Ohio. Guys, a year ago, Indiana was the darling of the sports media. Tom Allen could do no wrong. Today they're 2-9 and 0-8 in the conference. Has there ever been a faster flame out than Tom Allen?
We see that, but that's a lesson, isn't it? This job, that job, and I think Tom's done a good job. But keep that in mind for everybody that's jumping on. Well, this guy who's had one good year, man, you see what he did this year? Just think Tom Allen at Indiana. He was in that spot last year at this time. Everyone is so reactive to the moment. They don't understand that consistency and any level of success as a coach, scout, administrator, player is the key, and everyone focuses on what happened yesterday. Yeah, it's been awful. The offenses had no identity, the quarterback problems, on and on. We could do an hour show on Indiana's problems this year.
Chris, give me, and it's not enough time, but give me 30 seconds on the Egg Bowl.
Excited for it. Both quarterbacks are playing great. Should be a lot of fun. Defenses going to be the key. Protecting the football on offense. You don't want to lose a possession in this game because it might be the possession that costs you the game. I think both of these offenses will have some success, but defensively, both of them are improved. So it'll be an interesting challenge. Who can get some turnovers defensively?
Chris, tell everybody how they can get all your information.
LandryFootball.com is where you want to go. All the breakdowns, all the games, all the scouting reports, all the inside information, all the coaching searches, one-stop shopping football, podcasts, everything, post. We've got it all for you there. So check it out. Take advantage of the football season still that's still going on. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody at the station and all the listeners out there. We appreciate you.
Chris, happy Thanksgiving. See you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mr. Chris Landry, the brilliant football.